even though it has been over 100 years since Ingeborg stood right there, we can still meet her. As long as we are remembered, we still live on. So let us try to conjure her up. And in the meantime, you're welcome to move around her if you feel like it. It is always very good to view things from slightly different perspectives. Ingeborg is 22 years old, attractive, wearing thick outerwear, and her hair is concealed under a tall, black fur hat. Right here, where she is standing, among the front ranks, the several thousand South Jutlanders are not standing as close together as they are further back in the crowd. Ingeborg is a teacher, and she looks up at the balcony of the Folkehjem with her chin raised, and perhaps there is something stately about her appearance and upright posture. She looks like a strong young woman, the kind who won't put up with anything from anyone. But now Ingeborg is moving. She walks over to the nearest bench and sits down. Go and sit next to her. Together, we will take a closer look at a story about the teacher, which we have received from her future and long-time neighbour. Ingeborg attends a women's teachers' college and receives a German teacher's education. But her mother dies early. Perhaps it is illness that takes her, or an accident. Perhaps Ingeborg is close with her mother and loves her dearly. Perhaps she sees the body, and perhaps she feels that she is also losing a small part of herself. It is because of her mother's death that they move here to Åbenrå, where her father buys a house. And now she is right here, in front of the Folkehjem, together with us. Perhaps she has come to hear H.P. Hansen tell them that they are to be Danish again. Even though she has lived with the German language for a long time, it may not feel like her language. And what Ingeborg doesn't know yet is that a few years after the reunification, she will be hired at a Danish school in Ballerslev and will teach in Danish for the rest of her life. She will change languages, and she will have an impact on 3 or 4 generations of first and second graders in southern Jutland. Perhaps it never would have ended this way if her mother had not passed away.
And then it happens. The balcony door opens. H.P. Hansen steps out, and the large crowd bursts into cheers. What the many hopeful people don't know is that in 2 years, their struggle will be successful. Southern Jutland will become Danish again. You've been listening to The Narrative Footsteps. Explore the park, find the footprints, and experience the other encounters of fate. Stand where they stood, walk where they walked, and see the past come to life.